USA Radio News.
The Russian Defense Ministry says their forces fired hypersonic missiles for the first time in its invasion of Ukraine. Those missiles were used in a strike on a Ukrainian armed forces ammunition depot in the southwest of the country. The town of Carbon, Texas, has been nearly wiped out by the Eastland Complex wildfires. Those fires have now burned over 54,000 acres about 100 miles west of Fort Worth.
It's everything. You know, when people say they lose their house, it's not just their house. It's your clothes on your... I mean, it's just everything. Everything you have.
Several people were injured when an L.A. County Sheriff's helicopter crashed Saturday afternoon. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
The aircraft landed just a few feet from a 200-foot drop down to Morris Dam below. So the fact that it did not roll over, go all the way down, or that there was no fire is nothing short of a miracle.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Officials in Dumas, Arkansas say as many as 20 people were shot, some of them children, at least one person killed outside of a car show, raising money for a nonprofit youth organization Saturday night. Organizer Wallace McGee.
Running. Ducking. Getting down, trying to get kids out the way.
North Korea fired suspected artillery pieces into the sea on Sunday. South Korea's military said days after the North's latest missile launch ended in failure amid the country's recent burst of weapons testing activity. There is speculation that North Korea could soon try to launch its developmental longest-range ballistic missile to bolster its weapons arsenal and dial up pressure on the United States to wrest concessions amid stalled diplomacy. Gas prices are on a slight decline across the country, AAA reporting. The current nationwide average for a gallon of gas is $4.26. That's down from last week's average of $4.32. However, this time last year, gas was an average of $2.88. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Officials say over 1.5 million children have fled Ukraine during the Russian invasion. The UN Children's Fund issued that estimate and is warning the massive displacement of refugees could lead to a significant spike in human trafficking. UNICEF said between February 24th and March 7th, over 500 unaccompanied minors were found fleeing into Romania. New research shows a big jump in alcohol-related deaths in the United States during the first year of the coronavirus pandemic. A study from the Journal of the American Medical Association says from 2019 to 2020, the death toll in that category rose over 25%. On average, that rate has been at just over 2% from 1999 through 2017. Lead author of the study, Dr. Aaron White, called the data, quote, unfortunate, but also not surprising, since people tend to drink more when they're under more stress. Half of the Sweet 16 field is set in the NCAA tournament. The biggest surprise Saturday saw Cinderella and 15 seed St. Peter's advance with a 70-60 win over 7th seed Murray State. The Peacocks are just the third 15 seed ever to reach the Sweet 16. Elsewhere, North Carolina took down defending national champion and top-seeded Baylor in overtime, 93-86. Fellow top seed Gonzaga rallied to beat Memphis by 4. Other winners on Saturday included Kansas, Michigan, UCLA, Providence, and Arkansas. The rest of the Sweet 16 field will be filled out later today. Second round games include Duke versus Michigan State, Purdue against Texas, and Arizona will meet TCU. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.